Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Really a nice weather day today. Traffic's not bad. We will dive into that in just a few minutes with Austin. But right now, let's look at the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Next week, Pensacola is going to take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on that property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 toward the demo project. The demolition of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
And 35-year-old Justin Wright of NYC was arraigned Tuesday in Pensacola. He pleaded not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyberstalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial, which is set for November 3rd.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates proposing a bill to expand veterans' treatment court statewide, allowing vets with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of heading off to jail. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa Counties 515. News Radio 92.3, the traffic's rolling, the weather's there, and Austin's in.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. None of those spots should be a surprise, though. Other big areas outside of Pensacola giving us trouble going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees right now, low of 76 tonight. Going to see some rainfall chances start to creep in, and they're really going to ramp up on Thursday, linger on Friday. Come Friday night, though, heading into your weekend, they should disappear as mysteriously and suddenly as they arrived.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
After months of planning, the city's going to launch discounted parking. This will start October 1st. Pensacola residents who use text to pay or the Park mobile app can park for 50 cents an hour. Seniors age 65 and older can get a $10 monthly permit to park downtown without the app or cash. So there's your deal right there.
Absolutely. And Naval Air Station, Pensacola's Fleet and Family Support Center will hold a Bells Across America for Fallen Service Member ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. The tribute will be held at the Naval Aviation Memorial Chapel. This event honors those who made the ultimate sacrifice in service. Coordinated in partnership with the Gold Star Program, the ceremony recognizes Gold Star families, spouses, children, parents, and siblings of service members who died on active duty.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, AAA Auto Club South is launching an e-bike and scooter safety campaign across Florida. It's called Safe Streets for Small Wheels.
We're encouraging drivers and e-wheel users to share the road, look out for each other, and practice safe habits.
Okay, that's our good friend Mark Jenkins down in Tampa with AAA saying e-bike and scooter accidents are increasing because many users speed and disregard traffic laws while not wearing those helmets.
All righty. And Florida continues to invest in the fight against cancer. $60 million in Cancer Innovation Fund grants now available for research and prevention. Governor DeSantis made the announcement at USF's Morsani College of Medicine today, alongside First Lady and cancer survivor Casey DeSantis. The governor says he wants Florida to be a national leader in cancer innovation.
Okay, and speaking of Casey DeSantis, she's very busy down in the state here, doing a lot of programs based around cancer rehab. So, like you said, she's a recovering cancer survivor. So, she's been busy. Absolutely. Hey, listen, additional security cameras may be installed across Pensacola Beach. SRIA board is scheduled to vote tonight on an agreement to place new cameras on the island. The estimated cost for the project, about $200,000. If approved, the next step will be to request bids from third-party contractors so they can do the installation.
All right, and Florida's new open carry law takes effect officially tomorrow. That means anyone who is legally allowed to own a gun will be able to carry it openly and publicly, or in public, rather. However, the law requires a weapon to be carried in a waistband, holster, or sling. Gun owners cannot just walk around with a gun in their hand. It's sad that has to be said. Firearms will still be prohibited in government buildings, schools, polling places, and certain private businesses.
Okay, busy down at the Kennedy Space Center today. NASA and SpaceX launching 3 satellites as part of a new space weather mission with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, or otherwise known as NOAA. Here's the way the launch sounded today.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go IMAP, go SWIFO L1, and go Carruthers.
And go Austin. He was going with everybody.
Yes, absolutely. It would be quite impressive if I was doing my show live and my mic sounded this good. Live from up there. Alrighty, lastly here, Florida graduates carry some of the least student debt in the United States. That's according to a WalletHub study. The report ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia, placing Florida at only 40th. Mississippi has the most student debt. Hawaii has the least. Outstanding college loan balances stand at around $1.66 trillion. That's an average of about $39,000 a borrower. Just about 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are 4 principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about the return of Jimmy Kimmel to late night television, the comments that he made about the whole experience, including his, I thought, very touching remarks about Erica Kirk forgiving the man who murdered her husband. We talked with ECUA about their projects in Bayou Grande and also on Scenic Highway, finally on the verge of really fixing that sewer pipe spill problem. Mayor D.C. Reeve joined us. We continue to talk about Baptist Hospital and other projects. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Yep, it was a surprise jump in newly built homes last month. To the surprise of many, here's Jenny Casola.
Builders stepped up incentives in August, and it paid off. New home sales jumped up 20.5% from July to the highest level since January of 2022. The numbers are seasonally adjusted on an annual basis. Economists were expecting sales to decline in August. 39% of builders said they cut prices last month. Builders have also been offering other deals for buyers, including mortgage rate buy-downs. Sales rose the most in the Northeast, up about 72% from July to August. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Not a good day for stocks today. It was actually a pretty nasty-looking day out there, pulling back from all-time highs. Well, yep, stop. Let me just go ahead and summarize it for you. I can do it in three words. Stocks ending down. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks pulling back for a second day and ending lower in the wake of cautious comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said on Tuesday that the central bank now faces a balancing act with no risk-free path as it moves to curb sticky inflation while dealing with further weakness in the job market. Powell issuing a largely cautious data-driven approach to future rate cuts, warning that inflation could rise back up if rates were cut too aggressively. Energy gained while tech lagged. The Dow winners, United Health, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and IBM. The Dow falling 171 points, the Nasdaq lower by 76, S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. I don't think you want to look over your shoulder this afternoon because traffic is starting to build up on the transition road from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway. You want to explain that
real quick? Yeah. Oh, no, I've got to explain myself here. I got a crisis on my hands. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you got questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization. They develop better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Yeah, Chris, what you're referring to there, we are seeing some backups on that ramp, and it's just typical afternoon traffic, but it is looking kind of rough. And also, it's kind of looking rough on Davis itself if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, but not hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. We've seen this before. Same thing with backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Those are your worst-looking spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Rainfall chances going to kind of hit you on Thursday, reside on Friday, but then come Friday night, heading into your weekend, should dissipate.
Okay, let me just add this in about the weather forecast. Forecasters over the NHC describing two central Atlantic systems, Invest 93L, 94L, as they put it here, a complex weather dance. Invest 93L is expected to curve away like Gabrielle did, while Invest 94L could potentially threaten the U.S. East coastline, the Gulf of America. This is what you really want to know about. We'll remain calm for the next 7 days. So get this one, though, Austin. Friday, I can't believe the year has already gone by here. Friday's going to make 1 year since the historic Hurricane Helene landfall. Robert Mays is in Asheville, North Carolina, which is still reeling.
Asheville is trying to rebuild, whether it be businesses or homes, from the impacts of the feet of rain and explosion of water out of rivers, creeks, and streams, destroying everything in sight 1 year ago. Over 100 people lost their lives in North Carolina alone. And to commemorate this anniversary is not only difficult, but forward-thinking. Lots of money still needs to come in, and it will be years of work. But they are open for business. And that is the key message from Asheville. In North Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And at least one detainee is dead. Two are in critical condition following a shooting at a Dallas ICE facility from earlier today. That's according to Homeland Security, who earlier said two detainees were dead. The shooter has reportedly been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a nearby apartment building. FBI investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence.
Okay, and actually, we have Brooke Taylor on with us this afternoon. She's over in Dallas, has more to forward that story a little bit.
Fox has identified the shooter as 29-year-old Joshua John, who turned the gun on himself after the shooting and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The FBI sharing pictures of rounds found right near the shooter engraved with anti-ICE messages. This is the latest in a string of targeted attacks on ICE facilities here in Texas. You know, at this same facility, there was a man that was arrested last month for making a bomb threat. And then in July, a group ambushed officers outside a separate Texas ICE facility. One of those officers was shot and survived.
And President Trump speaking out against ABC for putting Jimmy Kimmel Live back on the air. In a Truth Social post Tuesday night, Trump said he can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back, adding that the network told the White House Kimmel's show was canceled. Trump also indicated that his administration might take action against ABC, saying that Kimmel is an arm of the DNC, and that could be a major illegal campaign contribution.
Okay, one thing I do hate is kids, parents at baseball or football games. They get crazy in the stands, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
And I'm going to cite a terrible incident over the past weekend happened in East Texas. Coaches of a youth baseball organization recount protecting kids from gunfire after shots rang out during a baseball game, a kid's baseball game. Somebody whips out the medal. Here's Christian Goodwin.
The Waller County Sheriff's Office says three suspects have been charged with deadly conduct in connection to recreational gunfire during a youth baseball game Sunday in Katy, west of Houston, that injured a coach. Video circulating online shows the moments shots rang out.
That's the worst part. They're 12. We weren't really worried about us in the moment. It was how do we get these kids down and out behind the brick wall.
Alex Smith, a coach with the Texas Colts, speaking with Houston's Fox 26 News. Officials say the 27-year-old coach of another team who was shot in the shoulder was released from the hospital. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, just disturbing. We're going to talk more sports coming up in less than 5 minutes. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Shooter opening fire at a Dallas ICE facility, leaving three detainees injured and one dead. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the Fox News channel says he's concerned about incidents of political violence.
This is not the first time this has happened in the state of Texas. Not the first time it's happened across the United States. And so we have a serious problem across this country.
Anti-ICE messages were found on the bullets. The shooter is dead due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In Concord, North Carolina, Vice President J.D. Vance blaming Democrats for recent political violence.
It is primarily on one side of the political aisle. So, if we are going to truly go after the political violence in this country, we need the Democratic leadership of Washington, D.C. to look in the mirror.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been saying political violence has no place in America. Utah authorities have not found a motive for the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When you factor in his time as a player, assistant coach, and head coach, Mike Gundy spent nearly four decades at Oklahoma State. Yesterday, the coach who once iconically screamed, "I'm a man, I'm 40," was sent packing. All good things must come to an end. Mike Gundy is Oklahoma State. But last year, he showed he wasn't the right man for the job anymore, and that carried over into this season and was really highlighted in a home loss against Tulsa. Now the Cowboys must find a new head coach who will actually embrace NIL. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Waiting for the break of day, searching for something to say, flashing lights against the sky, giving up, I close my eyes.
Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, next week, Pensacola will take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on the property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 toward the project. The demolition of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
Absolutely. 35-year-old Justin Wright of NYC was arraigned Tuesday in Pensacola. He pled not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyber stalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial, which is set for November 3rd.
Number three.
And Senator Don Gates proposing a bill to expand veterans treatment courts statewide, allowing veterans with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of jail. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
I do want to remind you, residents near Hurlburt may hear loud noises tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m., continues throughout the afternoon to about 3. This is due to scheduled Air Force detonations. Vibrations. They're even saying vibrations may also be felt periodically throughout the day. Base officials state that low cloud coverage and high humidity are expected. You're talking about that low cloud coverage in your forecast. Could be some cloud coverage for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, it could make, with the low clouds and all, it could make the sound seem louder and closer than usual. It's going to be loud, so just be prepared for that. 9-2-3 happening tomorrow over at Harwood.
All righty, and a display at Fort Pickens highlighting its role in the Underground Railroad temporarily removed, citing a miscommunication as officials navigate federal guidelines under President Trump's executive order to review historical displays. Gulf Islands National Seashore spokesperson Stephanie Tendera, says the sign, which tells the story of enslaved couple Henrietta and Peter Dyson, will be restored this week. Another Underground Railroad display is planned for next year as well. The removal comes as historical sites are being asked to minimize quote-unquote anti-American narratives and focus their displays on American exceptionalism instead.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And the Phoenix Mercury pull off a comeback for the ages and tie up these best-of-five semifinals.
The WNBA playoffs on ESPN, the Phoenix Mercury won an historic playoff game last night. The Minnesota Lynx had a record of 61-0 all-time in games in which they led their opponent by at least 16 points at halftime. Last night, Minnesota led Phoenix 48-32 at the break. Phoenix came back to win in overtime 89-83 to even the best-of-five series at one game apiece. From 16 points down at half, down by as many as 20, the Mercury matched the largest comeback win in WNBA playoff history. In Las Vegas, Asia Wilson scored 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds for the Aces, who beat the Indiana Fever 90-68 to even their series 1-1. Baseball, two more playoff spots were clinched Tuesday.
The Mariners are going to the playoffs!
The Yankees with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they clinch the postseason berth for the 60th time in their history!
The Guardians take over the Central Division lead. They beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The records are the same, but Cleveland's actually in first, and Detroit is in second.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the YES Network, and Root Sports Northwest, the Tigers had been in sole possession of first place in the AL Central since April 23rd. Now the Guardians, who were 15 and a half games back July 8th, atop the division with 5 games left in the regular season. Tuesday, Tigers pitcher Tyrek Skubal lost his touch in the 6th inning after he threw a 99-mile-per-hour pitch that hit the Guardians' David Fry in the face, between his nose and mouth. Fry was on the ground for several minutes. He was carted off the field and hospitalized. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its nominees for the 2026 class. The list is made up of 128 individuals, including 13 players entering their first year of eligibility. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald are among the most notable first years. The list will be reduced to 50 in October.
Yeah, those are two big notables.
They should both
make
it.
Larry and Drew, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
If they don't, it's like, what are you waiting for?
Something wrong there. All right. 541 News Radio 92.3. Federal health officials are warning that nightmare bacteria cases are rising in the U.S. I'm not familiar with nightmare bacteria cases. Let's find out. Here's Lisa Brady.
Nightmare bacteria are resistant to the drugs that should fight them. And a new report from CDC scientists finds nightmare bacteria infections rose by nearly 70% between 2019 and 2023, driven mainly by bacteria with a gene known as NDM. That used to be more rare and linked to patients receiving care overseas. But with rising numbers in the U.S., one of the study's lead authors says many more people may be carriers without knowing it, and conditions that had been considered easy to treat, such as urinary tract infections, could become chronic problems. Misuse or overuse of antibiotics can lead to resistance. One researcher not involved in the study suggesting a surge in antibiotic use during the pandemic may be a factor in rising resistance now. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's here's today's health news.
Well, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blaming President Trump for rising health insurance costs. The one-time Democratic nominee for vice president says Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress are to blame for allowing health care tax credits to expire. Walz warns that next year, national insurance rates are going to be as high as they've been in 15 years. Some of the largest insurance providers, at least in Walz's state, have reportedly already proposed insurance price hikes of 12 to 26%.
All right, News Radio 92.3. If you're pregnant, stop smoking pot.
It is as simple as that.
You're exactly right. Lisa Brady has more details in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. New medical guidelines warn pregnant women to avoid cannabis. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists urging expectant mothers to stay away from products containing cannabis, which is linked to poor birth outcomes and developmental delays in children. Researchers say THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, can cross the placenta and also transfer into breast milk. The medical group is also urging doctors to ask all patients about marijuana use before, during, and after pregnancy. Some of the reasons women are using marijuana while pregnant: to deal with stress and anxiety, as well as nausea and pain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And September is World Alzheimer's Month. The Cleveland Clinic highlighting how the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease can be reduced with exercise. Dr. Dylan Wendt is a neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic, and he says there's strong evidence showing that those who exercise regularly are less likely to develop cognitive decline. He recommends people do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week. That includes walking, running, cycling, doing chores. The doctor adds that the Mediterranean diet and mind diet appear to be effective in preventing cognitive decline.
You see, you're talking about the same thing like dementia patients, Parkinson's patients. They all fall under that umbrella.
Yeah, all in the same wheelhouse.
And everything that you're talking about is absolutely true for Parkinson's patients.
Really?
Exercise is the key to getting control of these terrible diseases.
Yeah, exercising and dieting, you know, I'm not a doctor.
No, you're right.
But something tells me that helps with a lot of stuff.
I'm not either, but I am a caregiver and have been for 14 years to a Parkinson's patient.
Right.
So I do have a kind of a background in what's going on here. Hey, Austin, the top 10 college football team has lost its quarterback for now. We were talking about this earlier before we came on. Here's Joe Morgan.
An early season Heisman Trophy favorite will miss time. Oklahoma Sooners quarterback John Mateer will undergo surgery on his throwing hand after suffering an injury in a win over Auburn on Saturday. Oklahoma head coach Brent Venables said the expectation is that Mateer will return sometime this season. Mateer, who is in his first season in Norman after transferring from Washington State, has led the seventh-ranked Sooners to a 4-0 start, though Oklahoma has a brutal schedule the rest of the way. Six of Oklahoma's eight remaining opponents are currently ranked in the top 25. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not too much going on. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road still if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The worst-looking spots outside of those two are probably just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Late this evening, we're going to see those slight rainfall chances start bleeding in. They're going to ramp up for your Thursday and linger on into your Friday. But come Friday night, they should be just about out of the way.
Yeah, we mentioned during the last hour, what do the Northeast, the Southwest, and the South have in common? It's rainy weather coming up. Mm-hmm. Here's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean with more in this Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be ongoing today from the northeast down into the Ohio Valley and back into the southern plains as a slow-moving frontal system brings not only the risk for stronger storms but heavy rain with the potential for flooding. Widespread storms are also in the forecast for the southwest with the primary concern of flash flooding. Cooler temperatures bringing some relief to the central U.S. behind the front while things warm up over the northern tier the next few days. Also watching the Atlantic as a couple of tropical systems could develop over the next few days. The East Coast will need to monitor the forecast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, usually the message written on a coffee order is positive. Fox's Monica DeLuca tells us one's going viral for the wrong reasons.
After ordering the late Charlie Kirk's go-to Starbucks order, a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys, an Ohio woman was shocked to see the message written on the side of the cup by an employee. Autumn Perkins sharing a picture of the cup, which read, "Racist fave drink." She tells Fox News Digital, "I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we respect each other." In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for Starbucks says, "Writing this on a cup is unacceptable," adding, "This Starbucks location is licensed and operated by Kroger, and we understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nexstar Media says it'll continue to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live on its television stations as the late-night show returns after an almost week-long hiatus on ABC. Nexstar's move parallels that of local TV station owner Sinclair, which says it would also continue to preempt the show. Americans will reportedly dish out more money to heat their homes this winter as electricity and natural gas costs continue to soar. A National Energy Assistance Directors Association study predicts Americans will see their energy bill rise by more than 7.5%. U.S. Census data reports sales of newly built homes rose as much as 20.5% in August compared with July. That's despite mortgage rates that are higher than they are today. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling more than 170 points and the NASDAQ dropping 75. Crude oil under 65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
548 News Radio 92.3. The show's getting good, Austin. Really is. The showdown, shutdown heats up between President Trump and congressional Democrats. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington, D.C.
House and Senate Minority Leaders Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are accusing President Trump of throwing an unhinged temper tantrum by canceling a planned meeting to discuss avoiding a government shutdown. Jeffries and Schumer have proposed several health care provisions to be included in a funding package, which President Trump describes as unserious and ridiculous. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the chamber will vote again next week on a package to extend government funding until November 21st, with the hope several Democrats will jump on board to reach the 60-vote threshold. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Sinclair and Nexstar will continue to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live as their standoff with Disney and ABC continues. While a return date remains unclear, Nexstar has said it is engaged in productive discussions with executives at the Walt Disney Company. Kimmel returned from a week-long suspension on Tuesday, but viewers of Sinclair's 38 ABC affiliates and Nexstar's 28 ABC stations missed out on the comeback, both companies refusing to air Jimmy Kimmel Live in protest of comments the comedian made related to the death of Charlie Kirk.
A former FBI agent's claim that he was illegally fired for text messages that he sent actually were critical of President Trump. Well, it's been thrown out of court. To make a long story short, Grinnell Scott has an explanation for you.
Peter Strzok, who was in counterintelligence at the FBI, had his dismissal claim tossed by U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She concluded the Bureau's effort to avoid investigative bias outweighed Strzok's assertion his free speech rights were violated. Strzok got national attention for his part in the Russia election interference probe. President Trump has long claimed Strzok's disparaging messages sent from FBI-issued phones showed bias within the Bureau. Federal prosecutors said that use of a government device to send politically charged messages actually cost Strzok his job. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Instagram marking a major milestone with 3 billion monthly active users. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg shared the achievement in a post to his Instagram account on Wednesday and applauded the incredible community that has been built. The photo sharing app now joins the ranks of Facebook and WhatsApp, which crossed the 3 billion user mark earlier this year.
I'm going to try to kind of qualify this story here. Let me just put these numbers here. Okay, 340 million Americans.
Okay.
That, you told me the population.
It's something like that. Something.
Okay, and a survey there I'm going to tell you about had 1,300 respondents. So you got 1,300 people making a decision for 340 million.
Mm.
Does that seem fair? I mean, or does it seem like it's balanced?
Are you describing surveys or politics?
I'm going to tell you right now, both. Here we go. A recent poll sheds light on what Americans think of President Trump's handling of the economy, immigration, and crime. I gave you the numbers, 340 million, 1,300 survey. Christian Goodwin has more on this. You make the decision.
A poll of nearly 1,200 U.S. voters conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs finding 37% approve of President Trump's handling of the economy, down slightly from August when 43% approved. The economy, which was a strength for the president in his first term, now a weak issue for him among independents, with only 2 in 10 approving of his handling. But 55% of those polled approve of how the president is handling border security, 46% on crime, and 43% on immigration. And according to the data, his overall approval rating has remained steady since the beginning of his second term in January, with 39% of voters approving of his job as commander-in-chief. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, just like we do this time every after or every hour, every afternoon, right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cold on the best, can you rock? Doorbell rang, who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have to go. I tried to chill, she made
Pensacola
the
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yep, but she lost control.
It's 5:55. News Radio 92.3. Is he talking too fast for you?
Slow that thing down. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Pryson here with you today. Austin, doing a bang-up job on that traffic and weather situation. If you look over your left shoulder, Austin,
yes,
you'll notice the traffic is gone. So hey, we don't have that problem with the transitioning from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway.
And honestly, similar can be said for really the rest of our neck of the woods. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon. May have a little bit of backups if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, but that is very, very easy going at this time. If you're dealing with anything outside of that, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees still, low of 76 tonight. Going to be a rainier day tomorrow. Those rainfall chances are going to kind of linger on your Friday. But luckily, just in time for the weekend, come Friday night, we should see those rainfall chances dissipate.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All of your favorite Marvel superheroes are zombies in a new animated series. Michelle Polino is on News Radio 92.3.
Marvel Zombies is TV for mature audiences. The new Disney Plus four-part series is the first adult-rated series from Marvel Animation. The story picks up in a dystopian landscape where hope still survives a desperate crew of heroes, including Scott Lang, voiced by Paul Rudd, Yelena Belova, played by Florence Pugh, David Harbour's Red Guardian and Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie, and others must band together.
All the Avengers are dead, and they're coming for us.
to fight an undead army led by the Red Queen herself, Wanda. The series spins out of the Marvel What If series, but isn't a direct sequel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a statue featuring President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein has popped up on the National Mall. The statue near the Capitol shows Trump and the convicted sex offender holding hands with a plaque noting the longstanding bond between the two men. The plaque also calls Epstein Trump's closest friend. The statue is reportedly the latest installation from a group of anonymous artists who have mocked Trump since his inauguration. The permit for the statue shows that it can remain in place until Sunday evening.
Okay, a tennis legend is calling a double fault on some internet videos. Yeah, Mr. Nadal is not too happy here. Here's Tom Rigotti.
Rafael Nadal doesn't love this. The retired tennis great is warning about sets of fake online videos of him serving up financial advice. Nadal says the videos were generated with artificial intelligence promoting misleading advertising that's completely unrelated to him. In a message on his LinkedIn page, Nadal talks about society's challenge of learning to distinguish between what's real and what's manipulated, and of promoting an ethical and responsible use of technology. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And popular comedian and podcaster Theo Vaughn asking to be kept out of DHS deportation videos. His request comes after the department shared a video on social media, which included a viral clip of him saying, "Heard you got deported, dude. Bye." Vaughn slammed DHS's use of his snippet on X and wrote that he did not approve of being used in the video. He says he is a lot more nuanced on matters of immigration. The agency has since pulled the video.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, a former student suing a Mississippi college after undergoing an event known as Hell Night. Tom Graham explains.
A former Omega Psi Phi fraternity pledge says he had to relearn how to walk after being severely beaten during the new ADA chapter's Hell Night. That's according to a federal lawsuit taking aim at the fraternity, the University of Southern Mississippi, and other organizations. It alleges Raphael Joseph and other pledges underwent severe hazing, including being hit with a wooden paddle. The suit adds Joseph had to seek medical care and a blood transfusion. Omega Psi Phi declined to comment on the lawsuit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, we're getting a final look at a highly anticipated movie. Michelle Polino returns with the details.
Elphaba and Glinda are back for good in Wicked for Good, the final trailer for the second part of Universal's 2024 blockbuster adaptation of the hit Broadway musical. The film hits theaters November 21st. The story picks up with the second act of the musical as the two embrace their new identities as the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good, with consequences that will change Oz forever.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
The trailer also teases first looks at Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande return as Elphaba and Glinda. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, invest in that financial future. Powerball tonight, $127 million, $59 million out the door. They do the drawing at 10. As I always say, play wisely, and good luck to you. Okay, more information coming up in less than 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.